You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. History Matters commentator Gary Joyner is here now to explore the historical significance of the Dog Trot home and why it's important for this style of architecture to have a future.
Not many years ago, you could drive through the backwoods of East Texas, South Arkansas, and Northern Louisiana and see a familiar type of old home. The common name is a dog trot. Sadly, they have disappeared at an alarming rate. These relics of the past were a home to the pioneers who settled this region. The word dog trot refers to a central breezeway that divided the house into two halves. A dog could simply trot right through the middle of the house and not have to go around it. The structures were built on piers about a foot off the ground, what the French called a poteau en terre. A common floor covered the foundation boards. Two smaller structures, resembling shotgun houses, were built on this floor, with the breezeway separating them. A common roof covered both the rooms and the breezeway. They are more properly known as double-pin Celtic dwellings. A shotgun house was known as a single pin. Today, they are considered the home of the poor or downtrodden, unless you live in an area that has experienced the gentrification of the shotgun house, which means that they can be highly desirable. You may be surprised to learn that they were common in both Scotland and France, and that it was these immigrants who brought knowledge of how to build these simple homes with them when they came to America. For a single family, one side featured a room for the parents and a common eating area. The other side was for the children and perhaps storage. The kitchen was built outside the house because most fires began there. For warmth, both sides featured a fireplace and a chimney. Building the house raised off the ground was ingenious. It allowed air to flow under the house during the heat of summer, with the air cooling the house. The breezeway also acted as sort of a wind tunnel. It caught the faintest movement of air and made hot, steamy, muggy days bearable. The Pioneer Heritage Center on the LSU Shreveport campus features a dog trot house where you can experience this cooling feature. Though the house is in the middle of what was once a flat cotton field along the river, you can come out of a blazing sun in July or August, stand in the breezeway, and feel air that is usually 10 to 15 degrees cooler. Although dog trots are mostly associated with poor rural white families, single versions, the shotguns, are often linked with African Americans and immigrants from Southern and Eastern Europe. Shreveport once could boast several hundred located west of downtown. The city of Shreveport raised many of them. However, several remain, and it is important to preserve them and the architectural heritage that they display. You may be surprised to learn that plantation big houses in the Red River Valley often incorporated the same dog trot design, but on a much grander scale. One of the best examples still in existence is also found at the Pioneer Heritage Center on the LSU Shreveport campus. Today, you can visit Caspiana House, which was moved from Caspiana Plantation in Southern Caddo Parish to the university. It is much more ornate and quite a bit larger than its close cousin nearby at the same location. Whether large and ornate or small, simple, and efficient, dog trot houses offer clues to who settled this area long ago, bringing a long heritage with them. They are solid proof that history matters.
Commentator Gary Joyner is an associate professor of history at LSU Shreveport. His home for exploring local topics of historical significance is found right here at 7:35 each Tuesday morning. You can find his archived commentaries on our website at redriverradio.org. Morning Edition continues in a moment.